Talk about Tulsa in the 50s, the downtown stores, some of the sponsors of your programs and those type of things.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the things that you remember are things that were related to teenagers and stations, but one of the most popular hotspots for kids and for eating was Barney's Hub Drive-In. Barney's Hub Drive-In was at the intersection of 11th and Boulder, I think. It's a parking lot now across from that church. It was situated there, and it was like a Sonic. It was the Sonic of the time, except there was only one. Another restaurant that was very dominant and well-attended was on the southwest corner of 10th and Boston. That was a place called Cops. They were mainly known for charbroils, hamburgers, and steaks, and so forth. And that was a great lunch place for us because our station was right there, you know, half a block away. And then downtown, of course, was Bishop's, which was just a tradition for forever here in Tulsa until it closed sometime probably in the 60s, I suspect. As far as other stores, there were stores like Vandiver's and Brown Duncan, Renberg's and Clark's, Harry Clark and Madge Clark Wright. They were great friends of ours and great sponsors of different things. After we started our production company, well, Madge did all the commercials for Clark's, and she just found it so easy to come here and record. She sat right here in this room doing the commercials. I'll bet you for 3 or 4 years before they sold the store. She was just a delight to work with. And Harry was a great guy, too. Harry got me involved with the United Way, and it's one of those things that I'll always be grateful for. He's just really a good guy.
You were the morning man for 8 years. Is that true?
Not the whole time. Finally, it sort of got to me having to get up at 5:30 in the morning and get over there, work on the air for 3 hours, and then basically spend the next 8 to 9 hours trying to take care of programming stuff and trying to manage people and this sort of thing, both in the news department as well as the disc jockeys. It just finally got to me. It was just too much, too long a day. So Harry Wilson took over the morning show in the middle of that run. I probably was on the air doing the morning show from December of 57 until maybe 60, 61, somewhere in that area. And then I started doing a 9 to 11 shift, just 2 hours later in the morning, so I didn't have to spend the whole darn day there. Harry did that thing for about 2 or 3 years. Then I went back on it. We put Harry in the news department, or he wanted to go into news, and so he went in as a news director when Clayton left. So I went back onto the morning show from probably 63 or early 64 when Clayton left, and I was on it then until I left there in March of 66. So all in all, I probably had it 5 or 5.5 years, and Harry had it maybe 3, something like that.
Did you have a shtick in the morning? Did you have some kind of a character? What was your...
Oh, I really did when I started out. I think that's what attracted the program director at the time to put me on the air as a disc jockey. I used to do a character called Captain Jack, which was just a silly character. Captain Jack talked a little like this, and he was always off mic, and he was always gruff and mean. And I wasn't near as good at doing the two-voice back and forth as Don Kelly was with his character Chauncey. But I said, well, Captain Jack, what do you got to say this morning? Well, I'm a little bit ticked off, Dick. What's that? And I'm sorry, I'm not sounding much different from one from the other at this point. But I said, what's the problem? Well, you know, last week I told the kids to send in their quarters for the little secret decoding ring that we were offering. Yeah, I sort of remember that. That bothered me a little bit when you did that. Well, I'll tell you, it bothered me too, because you know what? Nobody sent in any quarters. But in fairness to everybody concerned, we went ahead and sent out the decoding rings to everybody anyway. And I said, oh, you did? What about this? Well, we're going to tell the kids now that they're supposed to open up the little top of the decoding ring, very carefully unscrew it, open it up, and look in there. You see that? See that? That's a pill. I want you to take that pill. Okay, did you take the pill? All right, now, kids, that's poison. When Captain Jack says, send in the quarters, send in the quarters. Well, of course, none of this ever happened, see. But it was just a thing that got their attention. And one other character, which I don't remember what I did with any of it, was Edgar Bergen, with Charlie McCarthy, had a character called Mortimer Snerd. So I developed a character called Herkimer, and Herkimer had very brilliant things to say, which fortunately I don't remember any of them. But anyway, it was just a takeoff on Mortimer Snerd, which was bad, and it didn't last. And neither did Captain Jack, thank goodness.